add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Oh yeah, flavor in your ear. This is the song that Gary in Waterbury always comes on and drops the lyrics from, Craig Mack, the remix. I mean, if you know, you know. Keep McPherson on the Fan with more flavor in your ear on 101.9 FM, 888-808-1019 if you'd like to join the show. I don't know. There's something about when I get on, it's all Yankee fans that want to call and just a handful of Mets calls. I think I've taken maybe 3 Mets calls in 3 hours. I don't mind it, but let me go through my notes and add the last couple things I had about the Make It Happen Mets. Kodai Senga is on the mend, doing rehab starts. There's something that you can look forward to. Maybe he can go deeper into games, help out your bullpen. And, you know, as many people are complaining about Christian Scott, I don't hear too many people complaining about J.D. Martinez, as obviously J.D. Martinez had the issue with the new cleats and missed the game. And he also got rested today, and they're citing his age, and they're citing the day games, and that like 11:05 start. And, you know, so, I mean, they're being mindful of J.D. Martinez and his age, right? That this is strategy. They're not trading that guy. They're playing for the future, which I said they may not have, they may not be able to grasp yet, but they're telling you, read between the lines. Okay, we finally have a universal DH. We finally have a DH in the age of a universal DH, a pretty good one. A guy that has been a World Series champion and an All-Star. 888-808-1019. Speaking of the All-Star game, yes, Francisco Lindor, Brandon Nimmo snub, but I think they can possibly change that to get one or two in. And you know what? Pete's going to make it because they got to sell these ugly-ass jerseys. Think about it. As I said before, as much as you guys hated on Lindor and you hated on Nimmo, Pete Alonso is the face of the Mets, the most popular Met. They're going to sell more jerseys with Alonso 20 on the back. And so Alonso gets the nod over guys that are better than him, but whatever, he's going to be in the home run derby, and that's a way for them to sell the derby as well. Pete Alonso goes for the three-peat in Arlington, looking for his third home run derby championship. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. 888-808-1019. We'll mix some more stuff in as we go. But the Yankee fans want to talk about Gleyber Torres. The Yankee fans want to complain, and this is what you do. You call the station and complain. I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and I know some of you goofies on Twitter like to make jokes and say, oh, Keith McPherson's back from his vacation, another long vacation. I guess you guys are counting. Someone just wrote, oh, yeah, his 10th vacation, see if you get a promotion, taking a vacation. It wasn't a vacation. It was actually something that I didn't know was coming up. And I don't have to justify it to you, but I stand on business for who I am. And I've told you, if you've listened to me about my summers going to Jacksonville, Florida, I was going regardless. It didn't matter what job, my pop-up rolling pass, I couldn't be down there. And they waited to have the celebration of life during the 4th of July holiday. And I was glad that I already had taken off and I could go down there. But I left my wife and my child behind. So it wasn't just a random vacation. And I don't like to miss time. I got cut open last month and showed up the next day after surgery. And I understand how important these shows are. I understand how important the summer is. And I'm here. And I plan on being here. But for anybody out there, man, put your family first. And me going down there and realizing these people don't care about WFAN. They don't care about the Yankees. They're all proud of me. A lot of them see what they can see on Facebook. But that's not the conversation. It's all about life and how you're doing and good to see you and get some food. Let's pray together. Let's celebrate together. Let's have some drinks together and enjoy this time because our time isn't promised. 888-808-1019. Back to the phones we go. Talking All-Star, talking Yankees, and maybe somebody will call to talk about the Mets. My guy Glenn down there in New Orleans. I wasn't too far from you. How you doing, Glenn? Welcome back.
Hey, it's thank you for taking the call. Don't worry about those yahoos, Keith. You just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Made
the right decision. So,
yes, sir.
Hey, with regards to the All-Star game, okay, I wish they would just go back to the old days and have the, say this year it would be American League wearing their white home muties than the National League. Because you're able to you just look at the player and the uniform and you know who it is. You don't know that now with these.
They're terrible. They haven't had a good. They haven't had a good uniform in years.
Bad. But anyway, I was listening, and while you were gone, I got to listen to Emmanuel one night cover you, and then Lori last night was talking about Alonzo and how he had said, "Well, he'll participate in Home Run Derby if he makes the team." So Manfred, like you said, because he wants eyeballs, he went ahead and selected Alonzo so he could get him in the Home Run Derby over someone like Christian Walker, who's probably more deserving. Clay Holmes. Yeah, I got two guys, Kenley Jansen and Craig Kimbrel. If you look at the stats, they're both more deserving, but Holmes had a hot start, and that's what everybody remembers. So that's it. But since it's an exhibition, since it's all about entertainment and getting eyeballs, there's nobody better than Paul Skeens to start for the National League.
Right. As a rookie, as a guy that was a number one pick, I just saw the post of Livy Dunn. Shout out to Livy Dunn, product of the great state of New Jersey. But it was such a forced post of like, oh, I'm celebrating. I've got pizza and I've got champagne for my boyfriend, Paul Skeens. Look at us going to the All-Star game. And then she announced she was going back to LSU. I'm like, this is the time we live in. Everything is for social media. Everything is for clicks, engagement, popularity is going to win.
Well, I know she's LSU and so am I, but I'm not particularly crazy about her. But
you went to LSU?
Oh, yeah, I graduated in 78.
Awesome, man. They're cranking out a lot of talent and championships. And, yeah, I don't know how much of a part of the gymnastics team in the championship she was, but she's pretty, and she dates. Ooh, ooh. Oh, Glenn, you scared the crap out of me. Sorry, y'all. I think the fire alarm went off wherever Glenn is down there in the NO. That's triggering. I've lived in some apartments where they couldn't get the fire system right. They couldn't get the alarms right. And it was just going off at 3 a.m. I'm scarred by that. I can't do that. When I hear that in certain apartment buildings, I run. I'm like, all right, I'm just getting in the car. Anyway, yeah, so shout out to Paul Skeens. This guy's barely had a cup of coffee in Major League Baseball, but he's in. And obviously it is because Livy Dunn and his relationship with her, MLB needs their Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They need their power couple. And this young couple, they've got it all going on. You see how this stuff works? It's about clicks and engagement and social media. It's not about who really deserves to be out there as an all-star. It's about, okay, how can we market this? How can we sell this? Especially for baseball. And it's, their moment. What I'll say about myself going to these baseball or going to these all-star games, it's a baseball festival. If you love baseball, you can see so many players there. You can see so many people that do radio broadcasts, TV broadcasts, that are on MLB Network, that are on ESPN. Like, all of the baseball world descends on whatever city. I've been to the last three in Seattle. First time in Seattle. Amazing. I went to L.A. Obviously not my first time in L.A., but I loved it being in L.A. just because it's L.A. The parties out there were ridiculous. You go to some of these parties, and there's not just baseball people. There's actual celebrities. And then the year before, Coors, Denver, being a last-minute switch from Atlanta was awesome. I loved it out there so much so. My wife and I had our wedding, and we didn't go on our honeymoon. I'm like, nah, we got to get on a plane and go to the All-Star game. Trust me, it'll be worth it. So back to the phones we go at 888-808-1019. Talking Gleyber Torres, talking Yankees, still talking some Mets and some All-Star game. Vito is in Sag Harbor next up on the Fan.
Yo, cuz, how you doing?
Hanging in there.
I'm a Mets fan, but I like Gleyber Torres. I mean, I think he's a good player.
You want him?
Would I want him? I might take him. Yeah, why not? I mean, he's a good player, man. He just, sometimes everybody's always picking on him. His season is not that bad. His heading's a little low. I mean,
It's the errors. It's the falling asleep at the wheel that Yankee fans have seen, not just this first half of the season, but it's become his M.O. over the last couple of years. If you guys want to do a swap for Jeff McNeil, that's fine. I know a lot of people are talking about Jeff McNeil to the Yankees. One for one, him for Gleyber Torres, that's fine.
That would be a fair trade. Why not?
You guys don't want him anymore, and it seems like the pressure of being a Met is too much for him, and the pressure of being a Yankee is too much for Gleyber Torres. Let's swap.
Well, maybe they should ship him to somewhere else. I think the New York media gets, you know, people calling up and him listening. He probably has somebody that listens to the station.
Of course. Everybody does. As much as they want to pretend that they don't, everyone does. Thanks for the call, Vito. Hard Knocks opened up with Joe Shane. And literally, you hear Gio's voice in the morning show talking about the Giants as they drive through Route 3 in New Jersey. I love that. I've watched every Hard Knocks. I've watched the in-season Hard Knocks. I obviously watch the preseason training camp Hard Knocks. And for them to open up like that, I just felt so much pride being obviously on WFAN and from the state of New Jersey. And then this guy and his Uncrustables is driving around talking about, oh, I wouldn't know how to turn to the station. That's cap. That's big cap. Because we went out there to interview you. You realize that? And like 101.9, like it's not 10:50. Like 101.9, everybody knows. WFAN, everybody knows. Even beyond here. So, you know, talk about parts that were produced, parts that were for the camera. It's like, okay, you know, it's New York. We know how, you know, New Yorkers are really dialed in on sports talk radio. You guys got two stations. And here's a clip from WFAN. We're going to ask you your thoughts on, oh, I wouldn't know how to. Yeah, good that you're blocking that out. But, like, just say, yeah, we know about WFAN, but we don't listen to that. We can't. Right? We got to have tunnel vision. We got to stay focused. If we listen to WFAN, somebody would have had us drafting J.J. McCarthy. Richie out in Brooklyn next up on the Fan. What's up, Richie?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good.
I want to, you know, I'm surprised that you didn't say it last night, but
I wasn't on.
No. Even tonight. I know you weren't on last night. But I'm saying, John Sterling would have said, nobody out, a man on second base.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
You got to get the run in.
It's frustrating.
You have to score that run. And I'm saying, now, Aaron Judge always tries to go sometimes for the home run. You can't
they all
do that.
I said earlier, they're all trying to hit the ball out. They think that's the way to be the hero, hit the ball 500 feet, I said. Not everybody can do that or should do that. It's situational.
No, and I'm saying, and listen, look, last night, if he would have tried just to pull the ball, just to hit a ground ball, like, you can't tell me he can't do that. And then Verdugo comes up and hits the ground ball, that would have scored the run because Soto moved over to third.
Yeah, I have to go back and look at the sequence, but I give Judge credit for just always, you know, taking his swing. Thanks for the call, Richie. That's something Shohei Ohtani said about Judge. He says, no matter what, you see his highlights, he's got the same motion. He's always taking his swing. And if anybody's trying to hit the ball out, it's probably the guy with the most home runs in Major League Baseball. It's the rest of them that need to realize you're not Aaron Judge. It's the rest of them that got to realize, pass the baton. Have a productive out if you're going to make an out. Get on base. Pass the baton. Because, I mean, for the Yankees to get shut out last night, I thought that they at least got through that. Remember, the first 11 losses, 5 of them were shutouts. Opening day was a shutout. I thought they at least got that out of their system, that they weren't going to get blanked. Nope. They went quietly into the night, lose another series to the Red Sox on national television, lick their wounds and feel sorry about themselves traveling down to Tampa. And there was a bunch of nonsense that went on before we go to break here. Let me find that in my notes because I know I clipped the Brendan Cuddy tweet. Yeah, BK, shout out to my guy BK who writes for The Athletic. He said, last night, the Yankee bats couldn't get going, nor could their transportation. A team bus had a mechanical issue. Then their flight had a mechanical issue, delaying their departure 2 hours and getting them to Tampa around 4 a.m. Luckily, they had the off day today, and luckily that's familiar territory for them. They didn't have to go through customs like they did in Toronto. But don't let that be an excuse when they start this series tomorrow night against Tampa. You have to stop the bleeding. And here the Mets have a homestand, and here the Yankees have a home away from homestand. Your fans will absolutely be there in Tampa. Your fans will absolutely be there in Camden Yards. Will you show up? Call me up. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Dropping some Kanye West on us. This is before the Kanye we know now. Don't even worry about it. Shout out to Chicago, man, on Twitter at Keith_McPherson. Michael writes in, he says, I'm from Chicago. I'm a White Sox fan. 26-66 notwithstanding. And 670, the score is my sports station. However, one out of Chicago sports talk host I like listening to is Keith McPherson on WFAN 660. Keith is good and worth a listen, even if you're not into New York sports. Appreciate that. I said, man, shout out to the Shy. I love it over there. And they've brought me on multiple times. Thanks for listening. I'm overdue for a trip to Chicago. I remember telling Mets fans, hey, go. When the Mets play, go. It's 100% chance you're going to have a good time. There's something good to eat. Somewhere good to drink. Something is going to happen in Wrigleyville around that ballpark. Theo Epstein world as they've built it to be now. It wasn't always like that around there. Like, that is a bucket list for all baseball fans to go to Wrigley and see your team play. Or, like I did, go to Wrigley and see any team play. I've seen the Rockies, the Reds, random teams playing. And I saw the Yankees sweep the Cubs back in 2017. That was a classic. All right, back to the Yankees conversation. But first, I did want to add something else from my notes. It was Brandon Nimmo mentioning that the story of the season has been them dropping games, you know, because of the bullpen. And going along with what I said about the pitch count for Christian Scott, even a move to bring in an Eric Orsi, it didn't work right, but it's a move to try to add to this bullpen, right? What if he went out there and had a great day? Then you felt good about, okay, we've got another piece. It didn't pan out. But it's still a move, as I've tipped my cap to Stearns and Mendoza and even Cohen for not being bystanders, not being passengers, not watching this team fail. But even in their success, right, the bullpen is failing. We DFA guys, we bring other guys in. They're trying. And I just think the writing is on the wall here when Brandon Nimmo says, yeah, this has been the story all year. We hope to address it. This is a guy that texts with the owner. I don't know the relationship with David Stearns. He hasn't revealed that yet. But, like, this is a core Met. This is a guy that's been here, that came up through the franchise, that got paid to stay here, along with Francisco Lindor. If you're a Mets fan upset about the bullpen or about them going on the road and splitting, I just think you got to look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture here is that they are going to be buyers at the trade deadline. They are no longer looking at this as a season to assess, a punt season, a rebuild season. They are actively looking to add to the bullpen. They are actively looking to bring guys like Kodai Senga back. They just brought Christian Scott back. They are looking to improve this team for a run in the second half of the season that ends with them being a wild card team. It's obvious. So anybody calling to say, you know, they should do this, they should do that, I just think it's obvious already that we're beyond that. The month of June was the turning point. Last year was the June swoon, couldn't win a series. This year in June, it's like, wait, what the hell happened to this team? They're hitting, they're pitching, they're beating good teams, and they're consistently winning and putting up double-digit numbers. We got to point to higher powers like a song and a mascot. Scott is in Wayne. Scott, you're on The Fan in New York.
Keith McPherson, what's up, bro? I've talked to you a few times on Instagram. I've listened to your show all the time. First-time caller, what's up, man?
Hey, appreciate it. Ding, ding, ding. Got you in here.
So I'm a diehard Mets fan, and as much as I think Carlos Mendoza and his overmanaging is costing us as much as the bullpen, is I still have an interesting trade I want to propose to you.
All right.
I believe the New York Mets should move on from Pete Alonso. He's an all-star. They named him that, even though I don't think he deserved it, honestly. His stock is high. I think they should flip him for bullpen help. You move Mark Vientos over to first base. He's been raking ever since he came up, and move Jose Iglesias over to third base. He deserves it. I don't care what anyone says. I think that will easily help the Mets push into a wild card.
I don't know. So you see what they look like without J.D. Martinez. You're willing to take Pete Alonso's bat out of this lineup when I just said this is a team that's going to make a push for the postseason? You're going to need the polar bear. You're going to need his power. You're going to need his energy. And he's the face of the franchise. That's why he can go out there and say, I'm only doing the home run derby if I make the game, and he makes the game. Like I was telling you, he's been the representative at the last five All-Star games for the Mets. And, okay, in theory, they could trade him and get him back potentially. But why? I think you can give up. Like, I don't know who you are. I guess if you're trying to get Mason Miller or Tanner Scott or Dylan Floro or these names that are popping up now, you got to go big game hunting like that. But you can give up prospects at the deadline to get these major league arms. You don't have to give up Pete Alonso for that.
But I got to disagree with you there, Keith, because not only do I think we're going to lose him in free agency, I think he's demanding too much money, but he's been practically irrelevant this season. I mean, you got to look at his stats. OPS under 800. He's batting, what, 230? I mean, even his home runs, I don't even think he has eclipsed 15 yet. And he really has not been anything in our lineup. You can look at guys. Martinez has been raking. Lindor's been hot. Nimmo's been hot. Deserves to be an all-star. Everyone. And he's really been quiet. So I don't think we miss him too much. And I think that bullpen would help. So we don't have bums like Eric.
How long have you been a Mets fan, Scott?
Over 10 years. I'm 19, Keith, but I know this team better than anyone, man. I run an Insta page called Mets RSL, and my thoughts are out there. Everyone agrees.
You don't love Pete? I feel like there are Mets fans that love Pete.
I don't. He blocked me on TikTok and Instagram, so I don't love him. We have beef, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Hey, you guys take that internet stuff so serious. That's why some of you still hate Marcus Stroman. Like, there's a reason why you got blocked. I tell people that all the time. I met somebody in real life. You blocked me. I'm like, I guarantee you said something out of pocket. I guarantee you crossed the line. I guarantee you said something out of the realm of sports back and forth dialogue disagreement, and you got Sergi blocked. It just happens. And we don't put that much thought into it. One of my cousins I ran into at my Uncle Carl's 60th birthday, and he said, you know what? Everybody's talking about your Facebook. And you know what they see about you on the internet? He's like, I wished you happy birthday, cuz. And you like everybody else's post and stopped at mine. So I blocked your ass.
Your own cousin blocked you?
I said, wait, what? I said, I do not recall. I have no recollection of stopping at your name. I'm like, you know how this works? Maybe I jumped on Facebook, which I used to never go on Facebook, but now I do for family and even some other connections. I know all the older creatures are on Facebook, so I go and I check it, but I'm not actively on it, like adding people or doing. I probably was like, all right, it's my birthday. How many? And now I think I removed my birthday. I'm like, how many of these can I like to acknowledge as like a thank you? I see it. Thank you. And the way the algorithm is set up and the way that it appears on your feed, I never got to you. And it lines up for you with everybody that I liked and stops at yours. I'm like, it wasn't personal. You're reading way too much into social media. Sheesh. Let's go to Lucas in Summit next up on The Fan in New York. What's up, Lucas?
Hey, I really appreciate being on your show. First time, long time.
Nice. Ding, ding, ding. Welcome. Thanks for making the call.
Thanks. My grandpa was a huge fan of your show. But I have a few questions for you. I was at the Yankees game on Friday. LeMahieu did not look good. It looked like he was not sprinting anywhere. He was just like hitting ground balls all the time. And my cousin texted me after the game and said, the Yankees stink. And honestly, right now I agree. And I think it might be time to get some new management soon. And I understand it will probably not happen this year, but I want your thoughts on if they should get new management, and if they do, should they hire Donnie Baseball?
Well, first off, thank you to your grandfather for listening to my show. I'm going to assume that he didn't just quit on me and not listen to my show anymore. So I'll send my condolences as I obviously just was away celebrating the life of my grandfather. Also, that game Friday was a tough game to take in. That was actually the same day as we did the celebration of life for my grandfather. And I was checking in on the score. And when I saw how that one ended, I was disgusted. And I was like, I can't let this affect my emotion. I got to be a light and bring energy to my family and people that are here. That's not important. But man, to see DJ LeMahieu look like his foot still hurts him, to look like he's got a piano on his back, to look like Father Time is beating him down. He's still got another 2 years on that contract, and I know for a fact the Yankees are going to keep running him out there to get value on the $15 million that they're paying him. So, you know, that's one of those things where I talk about doing the same things and expecting different results. You can expect to see DJ LeMahieu out there. As long as he's healthy, which he might not be healthy, but he's not going to send in any reports about a swollen foot, a sore foot, his foot ailing him, because he's got to be available. He's missed too much time with injury over the years. And as far as new management goes, listen, this is the last year of Aaron Boone's contract. I really don't think that they're going to fire him, because ultimately I see this Yankees team making the postseason, winning a round, who knows? So I don't think that'll be a fireable offense. But if somehow they continue to skid, if somehow they miss the postseason back-to-back years, I don't think the fan base will allow the Yankees to not go out there and start a search. I remember after 2021 losing to the Red Sox, I was like, how can you not at least look? And the reason that they didn't look, and I got to go look and find where Brian Cashman said this, but he's on record saying that he wants Aaron Boone to have as long, if not longer, than both Joe Girardi and Joe Torre had before him.
Yeah.
So as much as we complain, you know, as much as you go to the game, Lucas, and you're like, the Yankees stink, and it doesn't feel good, and you want change, and you feel like change has to start at the top, they're not looking at it like that. They're looking at this as a rough patch, a bad skid, a team that's still got 55 wins, a all-star break in front of them, a trade deadline in front of them, and they can figure it out.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I know from going through the motions with the Yankees, heads would have rolled already if I got to say. And I mean, I can go back to different inflection points in the last few years. Like, I just had the young guy on, Jason, who said he started really locking in on the Yankees in 2017. Yeah, you know why? That was Joe Girardi's last year, and that team was ahead of schedule and a game away from going back to the World Series. And you know what the Yankees got cute and did then? They showed Joe Girardi the door. A guy that got you to game seven of the ALCS, you haven't gotten back since.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Fingers crossed for better days. Thanks for making your first call, Lucas. 888-808-1019. You know, Joe Girardi's in the booth now. And I'm sure he's over it. He's let bygones be bygones. And, you know, no hard feelings anymore.
Or he's just waiting to swoop in.
I know we thought about that when Carlos Beltran was in the booth. We're like, okay, he's hovering over. Nobody has called up to mention Brad Ausmus, a former manager who's now doing Carlos Mendoza's job. You guys don't want Brad Ausmus to take over for Boone? You guys all hate Boone. Boone's got to wake this team up. Boone's got to be more fiery. He's got to yell at these guys. He's got to make these guys accountable. He's got to be more like Billy Martin. Nah, I don't want him to be like Billy Martin at all. Shout out to Lou Goodman on Twitter, who's like, Billy Martin, he said to me an hour ago, Billy Martin was an angry drunk and was bad for baseball. Not just the Yankees, for baseball. He said, the one to reminisce about is Joe Torre, a wonderful, calm person who people underestimated. I'm adding this. People underestimated, and we saw ridiculous results that we'll never see again. And I said, yeah, I don't know why no one mentions Mr. T. When you guys love to mention Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera and the core four and what that team was like, nobody mentions that manager. When you're calling for the job of this manager, he's safe. I hate to break it to you. The New York Yankees, they're not going to lose out and miss the postseason. They already have too much of a head start. Like, they're going to make changes. They're going to be some subtractions and additions, and Aaron Boone will continue to lead this team, and it will be good enough where the front office says, we don't need another manager. He's not the problem. And I kind of am with them. I would like Boone to tighten these guys up, but that's not his style. You can't change who you are. What is this, year 7? Like, you can't change who you are, yo. He is what he is. He'll tighten up an umpire. He'll embarrass an umpire. But he's not going to embarrass his players. He's going to have their back in the media. And none of us know what goes on behind closed doors, but we can obviously tell the messaging behind closed doors, it seems to go in one ear and out the other because it keeps happening again and again and again and again, and they're not winning. 888-808-1019. I've got an hour and some change to go. When we get to the 11 o'clock hour, it's Casamigos' big shot of the nighttime, and then open mic for those of you that want to talk about Caitlin Clark, Team USA, Bronny James, Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones, whatever it is. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show. We'll be back right after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it at shortstop. Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, come on then. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
Come on.
Like 10 minutes until the next break update, so probably like 6 minutes until we got a break.
Come on.
I'm in here watching cartoons now by accident. Man, I'm trying to find like ESPN.
Do you watch anything but sports? I get the sense like even when you're watching TV.
Yeah, I don't know what channels any. I don't know what channels anything is on. I don't know. I mean, I know that like CBS is 2, but I know that from the NFL. I know that Fox is 5. I know that from the NFL.
No, but if you like sit down and watch Netflix sometimes, it's never. Not like a sports documentary.
For what?
Nothing.
For what? When there's live games on or live conversation about the games, that's what I prefer. I don't know. When I was a kid, I strived to be one of those people, either playing the sports or talking about them. I played for a little while, and then I got to college, and I realized, I'm not big enough. I'm not fast enough, and this hurts. This is painful. I'm always sore. Practice? We're talking about practice, not a game. Morning running? Lifting? Study hall? Yikes. A lot comes with being a college football player. I'm opting out. I gave my scholarship back my 5th year, and I locked in on the radio. I locked in on the TV. WMCX 88.9 FM and Hawk TV at Monmouth University. Might be the greatest to ever come out of that program. Book is still open on that. But yeah, I wanted to be a professional athlete as a kid until I got to college and I saw the guys that were going pro and I'm like, nah, they're different than me. I mean, they don't really have any other options. It's all on plan A. I got a plan B. And plan B worked. So now, even all these years later, I watch HBO Max. I watch Hard Knocks.
That's a sports documentary.
But counting. It's got to count for something. I'll watch every Hard Knocks ever.
So why do you even have a Max subscription if you're only using it for Hard Knocks?
It came with my like AT&T or something like that.
Okay, got it. But you didn't like buy it to watch.
I'm trying to think what else I've watched on. I watched The Sopranos on it.
Oh, okay.
But I've already seen that.
Does your wife watch TV?
My wife watches a ton of stuff. I come home all the time. I'm like, what the hell is this on Netflix? I exit out of it as quick as possible. She watches The Sopranos with me. That's our one show that, like, we'll watch. But I've already seen all the episodes of The Sopranos. So I'm asleep 10 minutes in every time. Like, there is no, hey, babe, let's watch a... Nah, I'm just not. I don't have the attention span for it. And even The Sopranos... I'm like, I've seen all these when I was younger. I know the plot. I know what happens. Like, I tried to watch the first couple, whatever. I can't. I'm just not built like that, man. I want to know what's going on in the world of sports. I think live sports are the best, and I love to hear people's thoughts and takes on live sports.
I agree with you, but sometimes, especially being here so many hours, like, I feel like I need a mental break from it. Like,
you know, I've tried to listen to The Fan less for my own show, so I'm not repeating what other people are saying or not influenced by our other hosts, and you definitely do need a break from it, but I don't have, there's nothing that holds my attention. The like suspension of disbelief, like trying to, like I, fake stuff I can't do. I used to be into, you know, Marvel Comics, DC, I grew out of it. I'm not into that stuff anymore, but I used to be able to watch, you know, some of those streaming shows. Like when Daredevil was on Netflix, I remember watching that. Marvel had a bunch of other shows like that that I will watch. I remember watching Smallville, The Flash. Now even more for my job, I need to be watching that type of stuff, and it's what I like. So I don't. No, there's no movies. I don't even know the channels. I couldn't tell you what some of these channels are. I know how to get to Yes Network.
You and Joe Shane.
MLB Network. Yeah, Joe Shane doesn't know how to get to 101.9. I couldn't tell you what station they are. Please. It's pretty easy to figure out. And the other station's going to disappear in like a month and a half. So it'll only be us. If you want to hear sports talk, calls, and takes, and fans, and hosts alike, and maybe some interviews with some former players and whatever, yeah, right here, 101.9 FM. The Fan in New York. All right, let's take that break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. It's all Yankee calls. Mets fans, you shouldn't trade Pete Alonso. I think at this point you need him. He's a part of the fabric of that team. And let's say this is a team that gets to the postseason. Wouldn't you want to see Pete in the postseason? I think you got to want to see that. So I don't think that you trade that guy. I damn sure don't think you trade J.D. Martinez. Maybe you trade Jeff McNeil if anybody wants him. Maybe you trade Starling Marte because, I mean, clearly you don't need him. I don't know. That's for David Stearns to know. He knows everything. That guy's a genius, right? So you got the smartest guy in baseball and the richest guy in baseball. And now you've got a team that we think can compete with the other teams in the National League of Major League Baseball. Go for it. Go for it. If this is a year that the Mets can get to the postseason, do it, because they have a high payroll, and they should. They should be able to compete with what we've seen from some of their players, some of their starting pitchers. Shore up the bullpen, and I think you got to be buyers and not be trying to get cute and sell. I think the team showed you enough in June, no matter what they do here the next couple weeks, which I expect them to be around a 500 team the next couple weeks, maybe a little bit better. You're all in on going for it at this deadline and getting the pieces that you need. They're telling you. They're trying to preserve Christian Scott for October. They're trying to preserve J.D. Martinez for October. It's only 3 months away. They're trying to preserve all of these guys for a run in the postseason. So it's a crapshoot. Anybody can do it. Who thought that the Arizona Diamondbacks were going to do it? You know, all I hear about is how terrible the Nationals were, and look at them. Well, I think that they're looking at their own division, the Braves as well, have gotten to the postseason and made a run, won the World Series. They're saying, why not us in the NL East? Why not us? Look at the Phillies. So, I mean, the Phillies probably win a division. I think last year they won a division. Or was it 2 years ago that the Braves won the division and they made the run as the wild card team? So they're looking at this wild card as, hey, anything can happen if we're healthy and we get hot at the right time. Maybe this is a postseason team, maybe even more. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. And everybody that wants to call and complain about Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman, Hal Steinbrenner, and the New York Yankees. Keith McPherson on the Fan for one more hour. I'll be right back.